I know the plan right now is for Sanchez to start. As I said, there's a lot of moving parts. Daniel Norris, Brett Cecil, Steve Delabarre. There's a ton of stuff going on here. In your mind, as a guy who managed a team and a guy who was caught and a guy who played in the majors for a long time, but there has to be a date at which somebody has to say to Aaron Sanchez, okay, you know what? You are going to the bullpen. Doesn't there have to be a date? And when do you think it would be?
How about April 5th?
All right. There you go. Okay.
I don't think there's any rush, you know. And for me, the more you stretch him out, the better he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets a chance working as a starter to work on his curveball, work on his changeup. You know, yesterday everybody, you know, they react, oh, I knew he shouldn't be a starter. Well, you know what? It's one start.
Well, yeah.
Aaron said all the right things afterwards, and there were a lot of positives. Russell Martin was impressed with stuff he saw coming out of his hand. And, you know, the one curveball he threw in the first inning looked like strike three. I think that kind of took him out of his focus, got him a little bit off kilter, and he was never able to recover. But, you know, I just spoke to Mel Didier, the great scout for the Blue Jays that's been around baseball forever, and he said it was probably a good thing. Got a little slap on the side of the head to say, hey, you know what, this is not a slam dunk here. These are the big boys. Mm-hmm. Even though it's spring training, you're going to get knocked around a little bit. Now it's all about how he bounces back.
What do you think ultimately, Buck, will be the deciding point in where he is?
So many things. You alluded to it, you know, the Cecil, the Delabarre, Norris, Sanchez, all how they throw. And, you know what, I think that's where Alex and John Givens are right now, and I'm sure Pete Walker's included and Dane Johnson as well. Pat Henkins probably has a little input as well. But it all goes down to how you can utilize the best 12 pitchers on your staff and how that's going to come together. You know, the Blue Jays only have one real strikeout guy in their rotation right now, and that's Drew Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a guy that can come out and strike out a guy per inning, and he did it last year, and I expect him to get better. So, you know, whether or not Norris makes enough of an impression to start, we certainly think he has the maturity and has the calm demeanor about him to handle the ups and downs of pitching in the big leagues. He's going to pitch tomorrow night, as you know, down in Sarasota against the Orioles. But I think there's so many factors that go into this, and there's probably a pitcher or two that are going to factor in that aren't even in camp yet.
Right.
You know what? There's going to be a lot of changes before this is all said and done, whether they add somebody, somebody gets released from another team, you know, you get a trade. You know, there still is the possibility that Deonor Navarro is going to be traded. So, you know, there are a lot of things going to happen before they have to name that 25-man roster. And as I've said before, even once you name the 25-man roster, it can change in a matter of hours.
Buck Martinez is the Blue Jays play-by-play voice on Sportsnet. He joins the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. A couple of players who need to make an impression, a couple of players who, frankly, I think their future with this team, the immediate future, in some ways might be out of their hands a little bit. Ryan Goins and Justin Smoke yesterday. What did you make of them? What did you make of – I mean, one of the things John Gibbons told Joe Siddle and myself on Sunday, and we were just sitting around talking, he was watching batting practice, or he was watching the players take batting practice, and he was talking about Smoke, and he went on at length about the value of having a leggy, lanky first baseman, a big target of first base. He was making the point. He thought that Justin Smoke actually was a pretty good defender, soft hands, good feet around the bag. We saw him pulled off the bag by Russell Martin, made a nice play on it. We also saw Ryan Goins get a couple of hits and failed to put a bunt down. What did you make of those two players? And Buck, what do you think has to happen for them to figure in the big picture here?
Yeah, I think Justin Smoke is a dramatic upgrade defensively at first base. And obviously, he's had 15 home run season, 19 home run season in Seattle, a tough ballpark. So I think the possibility is there for him to hit better than he has recently. And last year was, you know, just over 200. So he's got to get that turned around. But at the same time, he means so much defensively. You know, Reyes has got a strong arm, and he'll bounce balls over mm-hmm. there. And Donaldson, the majority of his 23 years a year ago, were throwing errors. So if you can eliminate half of those because of the improvement at first base, you're really gaining a lot. I don't think he has to set the world on fire with his bat, I think they'd like to see him have good at-bats, and I think he's going to get an extended opportunity that might carry right into the regular season because he can play first base so well. And also what that does is it frees up Edwin to be the DH, and I think that's where you'll really get the best offensively for him. You'll probably keep him healthy, more consistent, but he'll be more rested, and mm-hmm. I think you can get more out of him offensively if he's the everyday DH. So that's another added benefit of Smoke playing first. Ryan Goins, you know, he did get two hits, but as we said on the broadcast yesterday, I thought the most important at bat was when he failed to get the bunt down. And I think in the ninth inning, you know, he's going to have to do that if he's going to be on this team, because that's going to be his role. You know, you're not going to rely on him to hit home runs or drive in runs, but he's going to have to move runners when he gets a chance to put a bunt down. He's going to have to do it. To give you an idea how important it was to John Gibbons, he asked him to bunt with two strikes in a spring training game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he wants to find out. Who can play their roles on this team, and who can execute and who can deliver? And I think Brian's probably disappointed in that at that more than anything else.
Yeah, and I know you would know this as a manager, but I mean, Felipe Alou always used to say what he liked about spring training more than anything else are those situations where it suddenly becomes like a game, right? Where you have to ask a guy to do something you're going to have to, you'll ask him to do on May 19th, and he better be able to do it. And boy, John Gibbons, that fell right into his lap.
Yeah, and you just don't know when those opportunities are going to present themselves. And yesterday, it played out just perfectly. Jays were down by a run first and second. You get the guys over base hit, you win the game. And those are the situations that Ryan and some of the other guys, the Stewarts and the role players on this team, they're going to have to be able mm-hmm. to deliver. You're not going to have Edwin bunt. You're not going to have Bautista bunt. More than likely, Donaldson won't bunt. But the role players on this team have to come through. And I think that's where Pilar comes into play, Goins comes into play. They're going to have to understand what they do to contribute to this team offensively.
Buck, what should Marcus Stroman be looking for in spring training this year? He comes in as a bit of a known commodity, certainly. How should this spring be different for him? Does he have enough freedom now to, quote-unquote, work on stuff? Or what should his approach be this spring?
Yeah, I think he does have enough freedom to work on stuff. He made 20 starts last year. He certainly pitched very well down at the end of the season. And I think, you know, he had his ups and downs. He had the situation in Baltimore where they had a pitch get away from him, and that drew a lot of attention to him, and certainly not the kind that he wanted. But I think he has experienced some success and some failure early on. So I think this spring, and if you watch him, you saw him, he tails Mark Burley around like mm-hmm. he's his puppy, and he's watching everything Burley does, which is a good thing. So now, he comes into camp, and he's thinking about getting ready for the regular season, and I think he's in the mindset of just polishing up all of his pitches as he gets ready to take his spot in the rotation.
What did you see yesterday? What else did you see yesterday that you liked? Again, I know it's the first game, but...
Yeah.
What did you see that you liked?
I saw a couple of things I really liked. Pompey and Kevin Pillar.
Mm-hmm.
And, Pompey started in center. Pillar moved over to center, and Pompey went to left. I think this is going to be a very, very interesting competition all spring long. You know, if you were looking at the two and you watched them play a week's worth of games, Pompey would stand out because of his athleticism. But if you watch, and I compared Pillar to not only Hunter Pence, but to Jim Gantner.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Brewers, a guy that you see play a game or two, and you say, there's not much there, there's nothing special, but then you see him play a month of games, and you start to calculate how many times he did something that helps you win games, took the extra base, tagged up on a fly ball to center and went from second to third, you know, hit the cutoff man, made a nice cutoff of the ball in the gap. He does a lot of things that won't get your attention in a one-game situation, but over the course of a week, you'll that guy helped us win three or four games and didn't get any hits. Those are the types of things that I like from Kevin Pillar. And I think Pompey, too, he seems to be relaxed. He had a stolen base. He scored on a ground ball to the third baseman. He did a lot of things that showed how athletic and valuable his skill set is. So I think that competition is going to be an interesting one all spring long.
Buck, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think Dalton Pompey, and I mean this with all due respect to Dalton Pompey, do you think he knows he's in a competition?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think he may not, really show it outward.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to maintain an air of confidence about him, but he knows he's in a competition. I think that's been explained to him. I think, everybody's talking about him being opening day center fielder and all of that's good, but I think he knows that he has to have a good spring. and he's in competition with a guy that's a pretty good player. I think he understands it full.
Buck, it was great of you to join us. It was great, believe me. And I'm, you know, on behalf of about 5,000 people that I've heard from on Twitter and email, it was great to hear baseball and see baseball on TV yesterday as we were as I was scraping 2 inches of ice off my car when I got home. So
yeah, it was pretty nice to have baseball back. And you know what? We'll do it again this Sunday, and hopefully it'll be another great day down here in Florida.